we didn't hear the first half, and that is Bella is from Tanzania.
Correct.
And was dirt poor, and scraping around, and came to know the Lord, and then was preaching as a 17-year-old, and then decided, living in a house, one room, dirt floor, and decides he wants to learn the Bible with the purity of heart, because there were some things that didn't add up, he didn't feel, so he wanted to study what the scholars knew.
Right.
And he did. He managed to come to the United States, goes to a Bible school, and meets you. Mm-hmm. And here, and John Robbins was, of course, from a very, very affluent family with a mansion in Connecticut.
Right.
And you come, and they put you in a room with two beds and a TV, and he would sleep in one bed one night and sleep in the next bed.
We are going to be stepping on Rhett this morning. Hopefully it doesn't hurt him too bad, but it's we're transitioning into a new hour, and so glad to have you joining us this morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad you're joining in, and this is Prayer and Share. And we typically have to let go of a few of our programs in the morning so we can talk to you and give you an opportunity to give. And we do have a pastor that is online with us this morning, and we're so glad to have Pastor Upton with us. And we are going to be able to spend a few moments with you, Pastor, and just open up this day. We're believing the Lord that God's going to provide the full operational budget for the next 6 months for us here at WCNO. And we are so glad that you are a part of the ministry right here in our station. And so glad that you got up this early to come on air with us. So what's on your heart this morning?
Well, you know, Pastor, you know, a lot of things are going on in our community, in our area, and a lot of people see things shutting down and whatnot. And so some people have a tendency to want to hold tight to their purse strings. But the Bible said that Isaac sowed in the time of famine, and he reaped a hundredfold return. And see, when we give unto the work of the ministry, we're a part of the blessing of reaching the lost for Christ. So as we pray this morning, I want people's hearts to be understand. Bible said, give, and it shall be given back unto you again, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So God Amen. Will always give you the increase, and the increase will allow you to be able to be a blessing to others. So let's go before God this morning. Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, that you have already provided everything that Amen. We will ever need. And Lord, concerning WCNO and the radio ministry and the budget that they need, Father, you already know the things that are necessary for them to operate efficiently. But Lord, you said you want to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even ask for.
Amen.
So Father, I ask right now that you would touch each listener.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
Wherever this broadcast is being heard right now, those that have put in their pledges and vowed to say that they're going to pledge, to understand that when they put their hands toward the work of this ministry, that Lord, there is a reciprocal blessing that you have promised unto them. So Father, I pray right now, oh God, that Lord, you know the budget number, you know what they have in mind. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will even exceed that, oh God, that there will be no stress or no pressure, that this word can go freely, unhindered, unhindered by any satanic or demonic force, unhindered by any financial burdens or limitations. And Lord, I just thank you right now that the people's hearts are open. Lord, you said, blessed are the liberal givers. Lord, you said, according to as we give, it shall be given back to us again. So, Father, we thank you right now for meeting every need. We thank you right now for blessing every ear that is hearing this broadcast and this prayer this morning. I thank you that there is an anointing on their heart and an urgency to want to call in and give. Father, they're not going to be able to answer the call fast enough. And people say, let me get in so I can get my blessing and be a blessing unto the ministry and be a blessing unto those souls that are going to be saved through this ministry. Lord, we just give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor, tell us a little bit about your program here. You've been on air with us for some time, and just tell us what the Lord put on your heart and how you ended up being a part of WCNO.
Well, you know, one thing that we want to do is expand our platform of being able to get the message of reconciliation, get the word out to individuals. And WCNO helps us to go not only just in our local area, but we're on the web, and that means we can go anywhere in the United States or anywhere that we can pull up WCNO on the
Amen.
Radio.
Amen.
And so I'm really appreciative that we're allowed to be a part of this ministry and be enough to help to expand to get the gospel message out. The name of our ministry is Global Restoration Ministry, but the name of the media part is called Just the Voice. And we got that from John. When they asked John, John, who are you? He said, are you the Messiah? Are you one of the prophets? He said, no, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Say, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And that's all God wants is just a voice. Someone who's willing to speak his word and be a representative for him. It's not about great names. It's not about trying to be a great individual. It's about standing behind the cross. And when people see us, all they see is Christ. And so thank you for WCNO being there and being that platform to help us to reach the lost in Jesus' name. Thank you, sir.
Pastor, that's a great word, and I appreciate you sharing that. I had just a couple moments to speak with you before we went on air and was talking about your ministry over the weekend, about getting the message out. You have a couple minutes of that you could just share as you were sharing with me.
Yes, you know, I think the importance that we understand the importance of evangelism, especially in these last days. See, God has commissioned us as to be the change agents in this earth. The welfare of the world has been placed in the hands of the church. And God, when he told us over in Matthew 28 to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and as we were talking earlier, it's not always about packing up your bag and going to a foreign nation, although those things are necessary. But he said, as you go through this world, as you go through your job, as you go and you meet your neighbor, as you go shopping, always be prepared to share the message. The Bible says on 1 Peter that men are going to ask you for the reason of the hope that is within you, and you got to be ready to give an answer. And so as you speak, God said, don't even meditate in your heart. I will give unto you the words that your adversary won't be able to gainsay nor resist. But as we speak that word, we have to understand that it is the Spirit of God. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And so when we sow that seed, brother, it falls on the ground and it will always produce in the hearts of the individuals that hear that word.
Well, that is a great word for all of us, and that is exactly what God has been doing right here at WCNO for the last 35 years. This month, we celebrate our 35th anniversary, and by the grace of God, we'll continue to lift Jesus up. I love what the word says, if I be lifted up. Jesus said that, if I be lifted up, yeah. I will, not I might, but I will draw all men unto me. And we know we look at the cross as being the place where he was lifted up, but let me tell you, today, the church must lift him up in order for people to know. That is a great word, Pastor. Listen, we're blessed to have you as a part of our lineup, and we have a great lineup here in WCNO, and maybe some of the people listening in this morning have not caught your program, and so perhaps today will be a new introduction that God's given you an opportunity to make. God bless you. Have an awesome day, and keep tuned in right here. If you're listening this morning, keep your dial set right here at 89.9 as we move through the day. We're going to have others joining us. And Pastor, God bless you. Thank you for your ministry and for joining us today. God bless.
God bless you as well.
Yes, sir. Goodbye. And that is Pastor Upton, who was with us. And I must welcome my team. I didn't even get to welcome the team. We're all out here. It looks like we're mostly awake. And so welcome, Karen.
Good morning. You're giving us time to wake up.
Good morning. Yeah, a couple of minutes there to wake up. Sherry's standing over here on the sideline. She's already to answer the phone. So she's saying good morning as well. So not a problem with that. The phone lines, we're going to give numbers in just a moment, but you can start calling in right now with your donation. David, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You have the scriptures all opened up there. Karen has her word all opened up.
And ready We're receive the word of God, brother.
Amen. Amen. What did you think about what Pastor Upton had to say there? That was pretty good.
He was speaking out of my heart, too. Mm-hmm. It's the heart of God for what we need to know right now.
Amen. Amen. Definitely is. Well, we're so glad that you're listening today, and we normally are going to, you know, in the past during prayer and share, we took some time for prayer, a little bit of the word, and we're going to continue to do that on our mornings throughout the week. And we will have different pastors, different ministry leaders joining us, as well as guests, some of you from our family that God's been working in your life. You'll be calling in, and we'll be sharing some of your stories, some of your God stories, and those are going to be awesome. And in between all of that, we're going to be coming to you and giving you an opportunity to be a part of this great ministry. And so we would like to welcome you to go to your phones at this time. Karen is going to give out some our phone number and some of the means by which you can give today. But we are looking for you to step up, be a part of this ministry. Let us know what the Lord's putting on your heart, whether it's a monthly gift or it is a one-time gift or it's a pledge. Any of those can be a blessing. Karen.
Yes, and that phone number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And you can, I don't know if you're waiting for me to...
I'm waiting for you to talk about the internet and all the other things. You can text, you can go to the internet.
We're still
waking up. Dave, you may have to jump in here and you guys might have to scramble a little.
Let me rescue my sister.
Right. Okay, yeah, go ahead, rescue her.
So again, the number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can also text us, texting... WCNO to 24365. And that works because I did that a couple years ago and got on our monthly giving. That's WCNO to 24365. You can go online, WCNO.com, and on the homepage, you'll see a place where you can donate. Just click on that and you'll get another page. We give pages away here, by the way. That'll fill the information as you want to make a gift. In a moment, a gift using a bank card, or if you don't have the money right now, but you have the calling right now on you, you can make a pledge. And that's simply saying, I'm going to tell you what God told me to give you when I get it, but I want you to know now.
Amen. Well, let me just kind of lay out some of the parameters so you know where we're going with prayer and share. We do have, again, the same budget, $225,000 that we are here to raise, and that $225,000 will provide the operational listener share for the next 6 months. And so it's very imperative that we get this raised. Now, we do have a lot of mail. I'm going to be working my way through the mail, and we're going to be adding in those donations as we move along. So if you have already sent in your donation, I have it in an envelope, and we will get to it, and we will be reading it on air, and it's going to run our totals up. But I do have some really exciting news I'm going to be sharing in just a few moments. But I want to start the morning by saying that, again, we had that same angel that gets in here months early and says, I want to make a matching fund challenge. And so maybe that angel is listening this morning. Actually, that angel stopped back in, and I believe I have maybe two or three or four donations that angel came in and said, I want to be on air, stirring up the hearts of people to give to this ministry, and so I want to get in early. And so if that angel's listening this morning, we're going to get your matching funds out right now, and it's $1,356. And what I need to have is for David to go to Hebrews and to read that passage, 13, 5, and 6, Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6, because that is what God was working in this brother's heart when he came into the kingdom very shortly after he came to Christ. He was advised to look into this passage of Scripture, and it has become a very important part of his walk with God. And now for many years, he has come into WCNO and made his pledge, and this is a pledge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the difference between a pledge and an actual donation this morning, but he ends up giving far beyond his pledges.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's the way that works. What's that scripture say, David?
This is Hebrews chapter 13, verses